Ike Loss. This has been Bay Waves. Thank you. Stay tuned, and we will talk to you next week.
Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Yeah, election time's coming. Who you gonna vote for? Yeah. should. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. Instead of spending billions on the war, I can use that money so I can feed the poor. 'Cause I know some so poor. When it rains, that's when they shower, scream and fight the power. That's when the vulture devours. If I was president, I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. I know some soldiers that sleep but they can't dream, wake up with screams, sounds of M16. So take this medal of honor for your bravery. I wish you the best, kid, you and your family. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president.
But the radio won't play this, they call it rebel music. How can you refuse it? Children of Moses, tell the children the truth, the truth. It's not all that bling that's diamond. Yeah. Tell them the truth, the truth. Most of y'all wear cubic zirconia.
Take it off.
Tell
now.
Them the truth, the truth. Yeah. Your soul is worth more than diamonds.
Yeah. If I was president, all blacks, I had reparation, no segregation. Feed the nation so there's no famine. Muslims, Jews, Christians, with our whole hands. Every week on the beach, party by the sand. Word up, take trips on Air Force One. Don't need to bring the homeless with no sneaks to Air Force One. Better schools in the hood, better teachers for the classes. Making money, paying no taxes. Find the best scientists, tell them come up with an answer. I want the cure for AIDS and cancer. But I gotta watch my back. Snipers on the hill with the steel, waiting to JF kills.
If I was president, I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, I feel the rain coming, let me play my guitar for them right now.
Let's go.
President Sanders, it's time for your lullaby.
Go to sleep, Bernie Sanders. Universal health care plan, socializing medication, and we all get it for free.
Good night, President Sanders.
I'm gonna take a shit. You good?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Point one.
She said she gonna be the first and the next to lead the eagle out the nest. A man say he gonna build the wall and have Mexico pay for it all. And there's a riot every week. The uniforms blue and the people's on the streets. And everyone's living on edge, 'cause you could be the next one walking with the day.
If I was president, I'll get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, and on Monday everybody goes back to work. It's just an ordinary day, hey. But I could be the president, and you could be the president, and she could be the president, and we could be the president.
President Trump, you're getting a little bit too excited, all right? We have to sing your Calm Down song.
Okay, here it goes.
Calm down, Trump, calm down.
No!
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 I knew it was a wig.
Yes, I knew it.
It was a toupee.
It's fake.
Oh, my God, it's a toupee.
I owe you $20.
Yeah, we bet.
Her T-shirt says Black Lives Matters. The media is screaming All Lives Matters. Johnny got a gun up in his hand. Walk into the school and then he hit a bang bang. And Susanna from Alabama can't walk no more, cause she lost two legs in the war. And the UN said they're looking for the peace. All y'all gotta do is smoke a little bit of weed, huh? They don't want me to tell you about this secrecy. They don't want me to tell you about the conspiracy. They wanna put a hole in my head like Kennedy.
Madam President? Here's your coffee.
And here's your weed.
I just had the strangest dream.
Where's my vice president?
If I was president, get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, and on Monday, everybody goes back to work. Just an ordinary day, hey, but I could be the president, and you could be the president, and she could be the president, and we could be the president. If I was president.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Hello and welcome to the 178th episode of Are You Aware?
Has it been that many?
It has been that many.
That makes me feel old.
Well, next month it's been 7 years we've been on the air.
Seven?
I think so, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
I know, we're
December 2009, is that the math?
Yep.
That's the mathematics.
That is the mathematics.
Wow.
I'm Fleur.
I'm Christian.
And we are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say. So we are on your radio for the next hour and a half. We're here every second Thursday after, what were they called?
Babe Waves.
Babe Waves.
Welcome, Babe Waves, to the airwaves. I think they've been on the airwaves, at least before us, for a couple weeks now,
yeah,
at least a month,
absolutely,
maybe.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So just met Rachel. Sounds like a great show.
Yeah, and that's from 5 to 6. So listen in there every week. So they're a bit more organized than us. We're every 2 weeks. But Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say. If you have not listened to us before, we do have a method to our madness. We profile music or musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. And now what that means is either the song has a positive social justice message, like the two songs we played back-to-back just then, or we just really like the groove and we try and find out what that artist has done philanthropically to inspire you, the listener, to get out and be involved in national, international, or local charities of your choice, or maybe what your favorite artist is doing.
Exactly. And we've got some special programming tonight, right?
Well, we decided the first half, we didn't want to be serious or too full on for the whole hour and a half because that takes up a lot. But we were talking, we thought, you know what? It's the friggin' finally, it's the final countdown to the USA election. So why don't we celebrate the end of the USA election next week with some political tunes?
Yeah, and I thought it was a great idea and a celebration at that, because I am going to be very happy to not be reading about it in the news anymore.
Absolutely.
Once it's all said and done with.
Exactly. This tit for tat, he said, she said, try and find out the worst about each other isn't really putting humanity in the best of lights, especially Americans.
I feel bad for U.S. citizens for having to deal with it on a daily basis. I mean, we're sick of it in Canada, but imagine them. They're right in the thick of it.
Well, and I'm, you know, we're both Canadian, but I'm originally from Australia, and I find it absolutely outstandingly crazy that they have a presidential election that goes on for such a long time. Like,
You don't want to see either of those faces in the news. We're going to see one more often than not after next week, but it's just like no one wants to see that much political conversation or politicians.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I'm definitely sick of both candidates. Unfortunately, we're going to have to hear from one of them for 4 years when the dust settles.
Absolutely, and, you know, it's unfortunately, it's really shown the worst in America. They haven't come together to, you know, really celebrate this democratic process that a lot of people around the world don't have the, you know, the benefit of being able to vote for their president or prime minister. And, you know, this has unfortunately brought out all the hatred instead of all the togetherness and moving forward in a positive direction.
Yeah, it's been a very divisive campaign. And a couple of weeks ago, I actually saw something really interesting. I don't know if I mentioned it to you. I should have. But a Canadian ad company in Toronto started a campaign where they actually asked Canadian citizens to make a short videos positioned towards our neighbors to the south, to American citizens, letting them know how great they are. Mm-hmm. You know, you're already great, you're still great. And it was quite a campaign, caught quite a bit of attention on Twitter, these videos did, and it was very heartwarming. And I actually shared it with a couple American friends that I have, and I could tell that their spirits were lifted by watching these videos. It was really, really cool. I think the hashtag was Tell America They're Great.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And that's part of it, right? I mean, we all have differing opinions of Americans. They can be great and they can't be great sometimes
just
as well.
Like Canadians
just like
and
Canadians
Australians.
And Australians. Like, we don't have the best rap at all. But the thing is, what kills me is that, you know, you talk to any American and they just want nothing to do with this. Either they don't really care about what each candidate's platforms are. They don't really know or understand or want to know what the opposing person's platforms is and why or are and why they're so angry with that person. And it's just, it seems like the whole country's fed up with the current process.
Well, I hate to dumb it down like this, but if someone's handing you a steaming pile of crap, you might walk the other way from it, right? And that's kind of what the campaigns have been, I think, right? Like, just not, it's been ugly.
It has been
ugly. Ugly is probably the best way to capture it.
And, you know, November 9th is going to be a scary new world. I don't know. I'm not, you know, who I stand with and who I don't stand with, but I think that, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, either way, wherever it goes, we've got them for 4 years. And I think that there's one path that might have less damage than another path. So
yeah,
we'll see
what happens.
And it's going to affect Canada and it's going to affect Australia and it's going to affect so many other countries out there. But let's just hope Americans...
Hope for the best. Yeah. Hope for the best. And we started the show off with two back-to-back tracks. They were the same song, but different versions, and an interesting premise to those songs. So that was Wyclef Jean with If I Was President. One was the version that was released in
2008. So that version was the original version, and that was obviously when Obama got into power. And you can tell by the lyrics how hopeful Wyclef was at that time and the country was at that time. And a lot of people now are talking about, like, we can't have the country like it is. But then no one ever talks about the fact that Obama inherited a big pile of crap, like the global financial crisis, a whole bunch of other stuff that happened. So he's done, and he's had a Republican Senate to deal with the whole time. So he hasn't been able to do all the things that he wanted to do. But at the same time, there are issues with that. And then you go to 2016, which is the version that we just played, where it is a lot more controversial and a lot more tongue-in-cheek and a lot more sort of throwing your hands up in the air kind of thing, right?
Yeah. No, the stark contrast between two of those songs, the two versions, was quite amazing. Like, there is a big gap in between the sediments of each of them.
Exactly.
So very interesting. And I know something about Wyclef. He actually tried to run for president, right? Not in the U.S., but In Haiti.
Yes, he did. Unfortunately, he didn't get very far because they had to rule him ineligible to stand as he had not met the requirements to have been in, you know, a resident of Haiti for the last 5 years. But he has also been involved with some other initiatives. He was involved with helping a lot of support of Haiti through his Yale Haiti Foundation, but that sort of went a bit sour, and I don't really want to talk about that because there's rumours about certain mismanaged funds, which isn't the best thing in the world, because, you know, we try and look at what artists have been doing in a positive manner to encourage people out there. So he has... he co-wrote and recorded a song with Norah Jones to benefit the victims of Hurricane Katrina a few years ago, and he also performed in the UN AIDS concert in 2006. So he has a lot of causes that are true to his heart.
Yeah, and a very smart musician, just multi-talented artist that hasn't been afraid to take a stand and support the things that he believes in. So
absolutely, putting his money where his mouth is.
Yeah, yeah, I like artists like that.
So that's what we're trying to do here. And so, yeah, for the next little while, we're going to play some pretty political-minded songs, songs that really, you know, some of these songs are a few years old now, including the next one by Roberta Flack. But I feel like a lot of these issues, maybe 40 years later that song was released, but they're still prevalent today. The next song we've got up is Compared to What from her album First Time. And she started having an interest in playing the piano at 9 years old, which is pretty crazy.
Yes, a prodigy, some would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah, and Roberta Flack, I think... you know, being accepted at age 15 into Howard University, being one of their youngest students ever to enroll on full scholarship for music. That's amazing. That says a lot about her talent, right?
Absolutely. And she, in November 1968, she actually recorded 39 song demos in less than 10 hours, which is phenomenal. And First Take is the debut album, which was released in 1969. So this is when Compared to What came out. And she's actually talking about President Nixon and the Vietnam War. But I think we can see some parallels when we listen to it.
Oh, I'm sure. So The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face is a track that won the 1973 Grammy Record of the Year by Roberta Flack. Killing Me Softly with his song, which a lot of us know, it's quite a well-known song, actually covered by the Fugees, who Wyclef Jean is a member of, won the same award at the Grammy Awards the next year. And Roberta Flack and U2 are the only artists to win the award in consecutive years. In 2012, Flack released Let It Be Roberta, which was an album of all Beatles covers. And Flack, interestingly enough, is a member of the Artists Empowerment Coalition, which advocates the right of artists to control their creative properties, which far too often their rights are... and license to their own material is taken away by corporations, record labels,
in particular.
Yeah. So I think that's a great initiative to support, especially by a musician. And she's also a spokeswoman for the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And also, she has like quite a long list of things she supports, Roberta Flack does. The Bronx's Hyde Leadership Chart School's after-school music program is called the Roberta Flack School of Music and is in partnership with Flack herself, who founded the school, which provides free music education to underprivileged students. Let's play some Roberta Flack.
Yeah,
so here is Compared to What. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Possession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse. Killing hogs, twisted children are killing frogs.
on love, that stinking mud. Trying to make it real, but compared to what? Said the president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. If you have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. Trying to make it real, but compared to what? Go to church on Sunday, sleep and not, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with pride, telling what he thinks is right. But he must be some kind of stupid nut. He tries to make it real.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Gotta make that change. We gotta all make the change. My brothers, my sisters, it's time to make this world a brighter place for the generations to come can find love and peace what we left them. So I wanna tell you over and over again, brothers, sisters, listen to me from the heart. Come on. Oh! Come on. Ooh. Oh. Where do we go from here?
Philharmonic Hall, in a few weeks, is going to present the lovely singer I'm about to present to you right now, the fabulous Nina Simone. And we're delighted she's here with us, a remarkable blues soul sound. Here's Nina Simone. Nina?
Serving my time, breaking up big rocks on the chain gang, 'cause they done convicted me of crime. Hold it right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, but I still got so terry far to go. I committed. While I hit it, well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, working, but I still got so terribly far to go. I heard the judge say 5 years on the chain gang, you gonna go to bed. I heard the judge say
right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working and working, but it's still got so terribly far to go. Gonna see my sweet honey baby. Gonna break this chain off and run. I'm gonna lay down somewhere shady. Right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, 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 working. I speed up my da-da-da-da. Yeah, I still got so terribly far to go.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Just before 6:40, we're here till 7:30 this evening, so stay locked on CITR. What a voice we just heard there.
Yeah, you're not going to get much better than Nina Simone.
Ah, just gives me the chills. So that was Nina Simone with Work Song. That was a live track from the Merv Griffin Show. So he actually did a little bit of our job for us there, introing the song. But an awesome song. And we were actually talking during the break. Nina Simone, amazing documentary on Netflix about her.
Yeah, definitely check that out. I mean, big fan of her music for years, but didn't realize the struggle she had to deal with. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, bipolar.
So she had some mental health issues
that weren't really addressed for numerous years, and exhaustion. And Nina's daughter is talking on it, which is quite interesting to get her perspective from it. But you know, she was around for a long time. 1933 she was born, and she passed away in 2003.
And amazingly talented, right? A singer, songwriter, pianist, arranger, and civil rights activist.
Yeah, and she recorded her last album, A Single Woman, in 1993. So that's a long time to be recording. The song that we just heard was Work Song from her sixth album, which was released in 1960, called Forbidden Fruit. She, she was advocated for actually a violent revolution during the civil rights period rather than Martin Luther King's nonviolent approach. And she hoped that African Americans could, by armed combat, form a separate state, kind of what non-apartheid movement in South Africa ended up having to do with their MK. They had a military, the ANC had a military wing because peaceful revolution wasn't doing the desired effects. However, she wrote in her autobiography that she and her family regarded all races as equal. So that's something to know about. And her autobiography, I Put a Spell on You, which is one of her more famous songs, was published in 1992.
Oh, cool. So for that, we had Charles Bradley, and I almost hate to bring it up because we had amazing tickets a couple months ago to his show that was canceled.
Second row seats?
I think it was second row seats. So, but you know what? We shouldn't complain because there's some bad news, I guess, announced shortly thereafter that concert was canceled, and Charles Bradley has unfortunately been diagnosed with cancer. But that's just the Well, this is the wrong way to put it, but it's just the cherry on top of a tough life. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like it's just another thing on the pile. So, but those that haven't listened to Charles Bradley, he's an American funk soul R&B singer that is signed to Daptone Records. When he was 14, Bradley ran away from home due to poor living conditions, which included a sand floor in his bedroom, which is unbelievable. He lived on the streets during the day and slept nights in subway cars for 2 years. That's rough. And later he enlisted in Jobs Corps, which eventually led him to Bar Harbor, Maine, to train as a chef. And this is kind of where his life took a little bit of a turn for him. And in 1996, he was living in Brooklyn and he began moonlighting as a James Brown impersonator. And he looks hauntingly like James Brown. And he impersonated James in local clubs under the name Black Velvet.
Yeah, and while performing as Black Velvet, he was eventually discovered by Gabriel Roth, better known as Bosco Mann, a co-founder of Daftone Records. And quite frankly, Daftone Records, if you're looking to sort of get into the soul funk genre, we play a lot because that's kind of one of my wheelhouses. You can't go wrong with this artist signed to Daftone. They really know their funk and soul. So you can always get an education by going to Daftone Records.
Yeah, and their stuff they put out, it sounds like old music, but it's new stuff.
Yeah,
like Sharon Jones, another artist on the label that is just phenomenal.
Yeah, and I saw her live in Australia 3 years ago, I think, or even longer now, and she was fantastic live. So I recommend going to see her. And Bradley's debut album, No Time for Dreaming, was in 2011. So think about this. He was like born in the 60s. It took him to 2011 before he released his album. That's a lot of conviction, right? Like you're going through shitty times at home. You go onto the street. You know, there are dark, dark days where you're like, I have this talent. How do I break into it? How do I break into it? And then I think for a lot of artists, having to impersonate another artist to just be able to sing and do what your heart wants you to do is obviously a blow. So then from 2011 to now, that's only 5 years that he's been around, and to now have stomach cancer, it's a shitty, shitty card to be dealt. So, you know, we sent out on Twitter, we said, you know, we're wishing you well to Charles Bradley. I think the best thing you can do is go follow Charles on Twitter, on Facebook or whatever, and send messages of positivity and love so he can get through it and come back and wail for us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we were talking about the documentary about Nina Simone. Charles Bradley actually he's the subject of a documentary as well called Soul of America, and it premiered at South by Southwest in 2012. I actually haven't seen that one, so I know I'm going to try to dig it up and find it. We should watch it.
Maybe that could be a little date together.
There we go. Date night on the books.
Did we actually say what the song was? I can't remember.
Let's do it again.
If you're new to us, we're perfectly unpolished. We kind of just, you know, take it as it comes. So that was from Victim of Love, which is Charles Bradley's second album, a great album that one of my friends gave me for my birthday, who has particularly good taste. I'm looking right at him right now. And that song was Where Do We Go From Here, and I thought it was really poignant because of what's happening with the election and all that's happening in the USA. So some great lyrics there.
Yeah, and now we're going to play, shifting gears a little. We shift gears like pros around here. We're going to play a little bit of R&B hip-hop, so some Common coming your way. So formerly known as Common Sense, he's from Chicago. He's probably celebrating a Chicago Cubs World Series win as we speak. Go Cubbies. He debuted in 92 with the album Can I Borrow a Dollar, and his first Grammy Award was in 2003, winning Best R&B Song for Love of My Life, which he did with Erykah Badu, another hugely talented artist. In 2011, Common launched Think Common Entertainment, which was his own record label. And then a couple of years later, in 2015, he won the Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song and Academy Award for Best Original Song as well for Glory from the 2014 film Selma, in which he co-starred as the 1960s civil rights movement leader James Bevel.
And we're going to hear from his Finding Forever album, which is his seventh studio album, released in 2007. Like Common's previous album, Finding Forever was actually primarily produced by Kanye West. And it debuted on the number one Billboard 200, selling 155,000 units in the first week and becoming Common's first chart topper and was certified gold, which is pretty crazy. And it became one of the most critically acclaimed songs of the year and was listed at number 29 on Rolling Stone's The 100 Best Songs of 2007. And the reason we chose it tonight is because he's talking about the people getting out there, you know, making a movement, making it happen. And that's, you know, what you have to do next. If any Americans are listening, go vote.
That's right. And a couple interesting things about Common before we get to his music. He used to be a vegan and now is a pescatarian. And in addition, he's a supporter of animal rights and PETA. And he actually appeared in a print advertisement for PETA titled Think Before You Eat,
now,
which
you know
is definitely a way he rolls.
Do you know what a pescatarian is?
Fish.
Good there.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. I'm not just another beautiful face.
Yeah, I know. All right. So we are going to be playing for you, The People, by Common. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Yeah. It's for the people. This is street radio for unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found a new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people and the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers of the dope, experiment to discover hope, scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starter to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house, it's all our culture. Every day we hustling, trying to get them customers. Law, we ain't trusting them. Thick bras, we lusting them. Sick and tired of punching it. I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think I'm touching them.
About the people.
For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found a new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. The people said that I was sharp on TV at the Grammys. Though they tried to India, I read me. Got backstage and I bumped into Stevie. He said, no matter what, the people gon' see me. Can't leave rap alone, the streets need me. Hunger in their eyes is what seemed to feed me. Inside peace mixed with beef seemed to breed me. Nobody believed until I believe me. Now I'm on the rise, doing business with my guys. Visions realized, music affected lives. A gift from the skies to be recognized. I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize. For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. From Inglewood to a single hood in Botswana, I see the iron weed, my yours is my drama. Standing in front of the judge with no honor, my raps ignite the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find peace in beats and breaks. Put the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake. The people.
Give back to your community? Right to Play is an international organization that empowers kids through sports. Here at UBC, our volunteers work to provide equal opportunity for sport to children in the Vancouver area.
We raise money to support Right to Play's global initiatives because we believe that
when children play, the world wins.
Check us out on our Facebook page and get involved today so that kids can be kids.
Magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Home, but that's no hanging matter.
bring her upstairs. It's just so wide that she keeps on in through. It's no hanging back, it's no capital crime. Oh yeah, no, it's crazy, guys. Oh yeah, don't you scratch like that. Bet she never saw ya scratch my back.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was the Rolling Stones with Stray Cat Blues from Beggar's Banquet. Just a small album, Beggar's Banquet.
Yeah, not much attention. Big deal or anything. No, not at all. Yeah, I have Beggar's Banquet on vinyl. I know I threw it on, I don't know, probably like 2 months ago and was listening to it and kind of got, fell back in love with some of those songs because I hadn't heard the album in quite some time. And Stray Cat Blues was one of them.
It's
dirty.
It's dirty blues, and there ain't any other blues, in my opinion, unless it's dirty.
Dirty are the best blues.
Dirty and sweaty.
That's right.
So, obviously, we all know who the Rolling Stones are. They formed in 1962, so do the math, like, okay.
That's so long ago, I can't even do the math.
So 2002 is 40. So 2012 is 50. So 54 years they've been together. 54 years! It's longer than marriages.
It is. And that album, Beggar's Banquet, was released in 68.
How the hell old are these people that they've been around?
They're still performing. They're still touring. I think they might even be releasing an album.
Oh, wow.
A new album this year.
Well, I don't know how Keith Richards is still alive, but that's a whole other topic.
He's preserved forever.
Well, and isn't, isn't Mick Jagger having another baby or something?
Possibly.
That's what I heard on the grapevine. Yeah. You know, all the hot girls here at CITR.
That's hilarious. Who'd we have before that?
We had just another small town kid with not much to back himself up. But no, I'm obviously that's all tongue in cheek. We had Steveland Hardway Morris, aka Stevie Wonder. You and I had the esteemed pleasure of going to see him a few years ago now.
We did. It was a lovely, lovely gift
for
my birthday.
Surprise birthday.
And I'll always remember the chimes for some reason.
The chimes,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, I don't know if you recall, but he had one hell of a chime player.
I don't recall that. That must have been.
Stands out in my mind. I've talked about it more than twice.
Oh, really? Well, then it has made an impact. So, again, like we said, this early part of the show has been, well, nearly a whole hour of the show, has been around political songs. And I chose You Haven't Done Nothing, which is from his Fulfillingness first finale. Now, there's alliteration for you. And this album and this single was actually, it had the background vocals by Jackson 5, so that's a fun fact. And then it was one of his angriest political statements and was aimed squarely, and you guessed it, at President Richard Nixon, who resigned 2 days after the record's release.
Wow. Nixon had a target on his back, did he not?
Well, he was also...
People did not like that gentleman.
Well, he was not a great guy.
He wasn't a gentleman.
So there's reason for that. He's recorded more than 30... This is obviously Stevie Wonder, not Nixon. Has recorded more than 30 US top 10 hits and received 22 Grammy Awards, the most ever awarded to a male solo artist.
Wow. Prolific.
Exactly. And he's noted for his work as an activist for political causes, including in 1980 the campaign to make Martin Luther King... his birthday, a holiday in the United States.
Wow.
And Happy Birthday, the song Happy Birthday, is about Martin Luther King.
I had no idea. I've heard that song so many times.
I might have played it for your birthday even.
I know. I've heard it on my birthday a few times at least. I had no idea that was about MLK.
There you go.
Wow. Well, we're moving on, and we're definitely going to change the mood a little bit here. So we've been getting a little political on you the first half of the show. Now we're going to kind of have a little bit of fun. So we're going to play a local band called Bear Mountain. They're from Vancouver, known as the premier triangle dance band from the future. That's what they kind of say about themselves. They released their first album called XO on Last Gang Records in May of 2013. And they've played a lot of festivals in their young career, including Lollapalooza, the Governor's Ball, Sasquatch Music Festival, Oceaga in Montreal, and Austin City Limits as well. And after a successful showcase at South by Southwest in 2013, Billboard wrote that the fact that they could catch so much attention says something about the potential and staying power of their music, and Billboard was not wrong. They released the album this track is from, called Badu, September this year on Last Gang. And we are going to play Give It Up. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Give it up. You keep me guessing. I'm almost out of love. You got the dancing. I'm almost out of luck.
I'm not afraid anymore.
cold and I'm scared. I just wanna feel something. Decorated in your deniers. What do you need me to prove?
What's the matter with your desire? What you can and you can't feel. Come along and we'll play.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I'm kind of almost... Sorry, Fleur's telling jokes in the studio again, you know, at the most inopportune time, just before we come back on.
The problem is we're having too much fun while the music's playing and we're getting into a conversation and then we look at the countdown of the timer and realize we have to be on air in 3 seconds.
If you're a first-time listener, this happens on occasion. So just, no big deal. We handle it like the pros we are. And that was Sex with Strangers, which is probably one of my favorite band names. It's almost why I play them on the show every
just
once
so you
in a
say
while.
That?
Sex with Strangers,
nice.
Yeah. So that was Gift of Fear from their latest album called Discourse. They're from Vancouver, and they draw on a wide variety of influences, ranging from new wave to post-punk to dance rock. And the band revels in the exploration of a wide variety of genres, as I just listed. And they have managed to create their own unique sound, highlighted by deep bass grooves and great vocal interplay, as displayed on that track right there. And they were once named as one of the 7 undiscovered bands worth a listen by Spin Magazine, and they are known for their feverish and interactive live performances. So if they're ever playing locally, get on that, grab tickets. The band is showcased at a number of North American festivals since their inception, including South by Southwest, North by Northeast. That's a lot of directions right there. Halifax Pop Explosion, Rifflandia, Sled Island, Juno Fest, and Shambhala. And the band just released a new EP called Space and Time, which was followed up by this 6th studio album called Discourse, which was released in October.
So, like, last month?
Last month.
It's November. Oh, how the hell did that happen? And that was 2016. They are, you know, not only are they a great band, they're from Vancouver, so we always love to support local music, but they also have been involved with the Alzheimer's Society of BC. In the past, they hosted a special fundraiser called Fashion and Music for Memories. And the designer and Southwest Sex with Strangers vocalist Isabel Dunlop launched her full fashion line with a unique pop-up shop and fashion show at the Waldorf, which sounds awesome. The night also featured special live performances from Sex with Strangers and Jasper Sloan Yip. Entrance was by donation, with all proceeds from the door going directly to Alzheimer's Society of BC. And she also graciously donated a portion of sales from her pop-up shop to this charity. And Alzheimer's Society is a really important society to get behind and support, so they can do research into how to help Alzheimer's patients. And it's not just old people that are, people over 80 or whatever getting Alzheimer's. Younger people are getting Alzheimer's as well, including Spirit of the West frontman, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that before on the show, actually.
Well,
I'm sure you're right.
And you know what? Alzheimer's is not a new disease, but with the fact that we are all living longer, it means that there's more people being affected by Alzheimer's. And if you know anyone that's had Alzheimer's, or know of somebody, or a friend of a friend or whatever, it's a really sad disease, because it's not only sad for the family members and the friends, but also it's really confusing for the person that's suffering through it. And it's, I think I read somewhere that the lead singer of Spirit of the West said it's like having a white wall that you can walk through and you can never find the end of. Something like that. Like something which is...
Sounds frightening.
Yeah.
It sounds like a terrible way to live.
So eat your fish so your memory cells stay...
Become a pescatarian.
There you go. But do support Alzheimer's Society of BC. They do really great work, not only in research, but support. So.
Definitely. Before that, we played another Canadian artist, Hannah Georges, with a track called Evelyn from her latest album called For Evelyn. She's based in Vancouver, nominated for 4 Juno Awards over the early course of her career. And I found this to be interesting. She played in a band with Tim Oxford of the Arkells in high school before moving west to Victoria. And Evelyn is her 3rd full-length release, came out in June. And she also headlined Catalano Festival this past summer. So if you were lucky enough to catch her in Kits at Cats.
Kits and Cats. That was your birthday, wasn't it?
We were
down at the soccer.
Yep.
That's why we didn't catch her in Cats at Cats and Kits.
We are just having a blast in here now.
All right, we've only got, 10 minutes to go?
Let's play Sons.
Yeah, let's play Sons. We won't talk too much. I feel like we've talked a lot. So you line it up. This is your choice.
All right, we're playing Sons. This is their track called Unno from their latest album called Hold Still. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Thank you. everybody. Welcome to the Gay Games. And to the thousands of athletes, coaches, family, and spectators from around the world. Since 1982, the Gay Games have given lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender athletes and supporters around the world a chance to come together to compete, celebrate, and inspire others. It's been remarkable to see the Games thrive over the years.
The Gay Games is the world's largest sporting and cultural event specifically for LGBTQ plus athletes, artists, and musicians. In 1990, Vancouver held the third Gay Games, where approximately 7,300 athletes took part, and over 1,500 cultural participants attended.